From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to have you there by the radio as we continue a very important and serious study this week. It's entitled, A Look at the Latter Times. And we're conducting a study of 1 Timothy chapter 4, the entire chapter, all 16 verses, simply because of the fact that what we have in this passage of Scripture is a warning that in the time in which we live, that is, the latter times, there is going to be a departure from the truth. The key or the topic expression of this is found in the first verse of 1 Timothy 4, where it says, Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. And that lays the foundation for what is being brought up out in this entire chapter. Keep in mind that when it says the Spirit speaketh expressly, that's talking about the inspiration of the Spirit of God, that the Holy Spirit is going to be teaching in this passage of Scripture certain specified terms that you and I need to take heed to in the day and age in which we live, in the latter times. And remember that the latter times speaks of the entire church age from Pentecost unto the rapture. But it says here, and this is the warning, that there will be those, some, it says, who will depart from the faith. Some shall depart from the faith. Listen to that again. Some shall depart from the faith. I brought out the other day that that means that not everybody will depart from the faith and go into apostasy, because God always has a remnant. And I would like to believe that I'm speaking to the remnant today. The remnant would be those who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and those who are committed to living according to the biblical worldview. Is that you? Now, let's just stop for a moment and think about this. Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? And do you have the desire to live according to the biblical worldview? That simply means that you constantly ask the question about every situation that comes up in your life, what does the Bible say? What is God's plan? What is God's idea? What is God's word as it relates to every situation we face in life? You see, beloved, we've got people today who claim to be Christians, and they are preachers in the pulpit and people in the pew who don't even take into consideration what the Bible says. And consequently, they are departing from the faith. They are involved with apostasy. But God has a remnant. Are you a part of the remnant? You know the Lord. You love the Lord. You're serving the Lord. And it is your desire to do only what the Lord would have you to do in your personal life, in your family life, in your business life, in your education life, in your church life, wherever you may be, and wherever you may be involved. Well, I trust that you are a part of the remnant. And we've been emphasizing this week that we see three things in this chapter. We see the condition of the latter times, we see the concern of the latter times, and then we see the certainties of the latter times. And so far this week, we've noted the condition of the latter times in verses 1 through 5. And I would encourage you that if you've not been there by the radio the last couple of days, or even if you have been, that you will order the CD of this particular study as well as the notes and the outlines, because I've been emphasizing that what we see here in 1 Timothy 4 is without a doubt one chapter that every Christian in our age should comprehend. And I just want to review the seven conditions of the latter times today before we go on. And I'm not going to go into them in detail, just to highlight them. In verse 1, it says, there will be those who will depart from the faith. In verse 1b, it says, there will be those who will be following the way of the seducing spirits. In verse 1c, it says, there will be an acceptance of the doctrines of devils. In verse 2a, it says, there will be lying, hypocritical teachers. In verse 2b, it says, there will be false teachers with a seared conscience. In verse 3a, it says, there will be those who will reject the biblical family structure. And then in verses 3 through 5, it says, there will be those who will reject certain foods. And we've taken the time over the last 3 days, particularly, to highlight the essence of each one of those points. And I would encourage you to study them through on your own. But look at verse 6, if you would, please. And if you are a preacher, an evangelist, a pastor, a Sunday school teacher, a father, a mother, if you happen to be one who has the responsibility to teach others biblical truth or to disciple others, pay close attention to this verse. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 6. It says, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, talking about the sevenfold condition of the latter times, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. Now, what is Paul saying to Timothy here? Well, he's saying, number one, Timothy, make sure you understand what's going to be taking place in the latter times. And then number two, Timothy, make sure that you teach these things to the people that you've got the responsibility to teach. And in Timothy's situation, it was the Christians there at the Church of Ephesus, because Timothy was the pastor of the Church of Ephesus at that particular point in time. But here's the point. Do we want to be a good servant of Jesus Christ, that is, a good minister of Jesus Christ? Do we want to be nourished up in the words of faith? If we want to be those who understand good doctrine, then we need to understand what Paul was saying to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. Here's the point, beloved. Pastors in the pulpit and people in the pew, that is, those who know the Lord Jesus, are to study God's Word, understand biblical truth, detect biblical error, and admonish others regularly for the purpose of godly living. Did you get that? You see, in reality, that relates to everybody, does it not? Not just to the preachers and the evangelists and the Bible teachers, but everybody. Let me give you that statement again. That pastors in the pulpit and people in the pew are to study God's Word. That is a key, beloved, to study God's Word, to understand biblical truth, to detect biblical error, and to admonish each other regularly for godly living. Are you doing that? Am I doing that? You see, there are so many people out there today who are teaching false doctrine. We've got people in the pulpits today who claim that there may be more ways to heaven than through Jesus Christ. And yet, Jesus said in John 14 and verse 6, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There are people in the pulpit today who are saying there may be other ways to be saved. The Bible says, "For by grace are ye saved, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." You see, salvation comes by faith through the grace of Jesus Christ. And yet we find that there are many people in the pulpits today, preachers, who are teaching that you can be saved through baptism, you can be saved through good works, you can be saved through church attendance, you can be saved through partaking of the Lord's table. That's false doctrine. Today, we have people who are telling us that there's no reason to study the Old Testament. In fact, I just recently heard a preacher on television who said, "The Old Testament doesn't apply to us because it's old, and we need to focus on the New Testament." Well, beloved, the Old Testament is a part of the Word of God, as everything from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21 is the inspired Word of God. And so the Old Testament is for us today. Today, we need to understand it and we need to interpret properly, but it is very applicable for each and every one of us today. But the point is, there's false teaching all around us. If you are a pastor in the pulpit, it's important that you study God's Word, understand biblical truth, detect biblical error, and admonish each other, those in your congregation, to live godly. And it doesn't start or stop, I should say, with the pastor in the pulpit, but it also continues with the person in the pew to know the Word of God, to live the Word of God, and to admonish others who are going away from the Word of God. That's the condition of the latter times. Tomorrow, the Lord willing, we'll look at the concern of the latter times, and so I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Keep looking up. The best is yet to come.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.